Vancouver International Film Festival is back this fall from September 28th to October 13th. Experience some of the best cinema from around the world fused with related creator talks and events at one of North America's largest film festivals. With more than 300 films from 73 countries, VIFF's program includes the pick of top international film festivals as well as many undiscovered gems from around Canada and the world. This year, be sure to catch CATR's sponsored film, Tattoos, a poignant coming-of-age romance between two punk music connoisseurs, screening September 30th and October 1st. For more information and tickets, visit viff.org.
The following advertisement is brought to you by C1 Radio.
Gravity. That crescendo.
Come right away.
Keep it locked on C1 Radio every Thursday, 7:30 till 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM or CITR.ca.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
Wagwan, 101.9 FM. My name is Johnny Black. I'm here with my co-host, Cal Capone. Cal Capone, what's good?
C1 Radio, what up?
We here. It's a Thursday evening. We got a special guest in the building, but we'll get back to that later. Cal, we going straight into the music or what, bruv?
Yeah, Young Nudy. He just dropped, I guess it's an album. He's been doing tapes for a little bit. What was it, Slime Ball? He did Slime Ball mixtapes for a bit.
Jeez.
But this is a new one, Nudy Land. So, yeah, Hell Shell. It's Pierre Bourne on the beat.
Let's get it.
That gravity. That crescendo.
Yo, yeah. No roof, yeah, in a coupe, in the coupe. Cop man, gun I shoot, yeah, who is you? Push up, and I do, what I do, no I do, what I do, I love to do, what I do, so don't play, on the plate, eat your face, or a day, with the cake, in a chain, on my pay, got a hate, motivate, nigga fuck you, here's the vapor, got a bitch scrap, it's a laser, I'm an alien, here's a taser, yeah. Whole lot of shit, yeah, yeah. Slide, yeah, yeah, yeah. Niggas can tell, yeah. I shoot a nigga if he tell, yeah. Don't tell. Nah, don't tell. Yeah, I send you to hell, yeah, yeah. Send me to hell, yeah. Before a young nigga go tell, yeah, yeah. Slide, yeah, yeah, yeah. Niggas can tell, yeah. I shoot a nigga if he tell, yeah. Don't tell. Nah, don't tell. Yeah, I send you to hell. Y'all niggas some suckers, y'all niggas some busters. Your bitch in my mind. Y'all looking at money, I stack it up out of this money. These bitches, they love me. These bitches be fucking on Slimeball, he really be getting out of money. And I really sipping this lean, this sucker nigga, you ain't getting no money. You sipping the green, I'm sipping the egg, and I'm sipping the red. I piss on the bitch, I piss on her mouth, it ain't nothing but red. These niggas be hating that love with that money, do nothing but bread. You think about robbers, you think about it, it ain't nothing but lead. Yeah, on shell, yeah, whole lot of shit. Yeah, yeah, slide, yeah, yeah, yeah. Niggas can tell, yeah. I shoot a nigga.
that gravity, that crescendo.
Is Cal Capone in this? C1 Radio. I can't hear myself. It's all good. We'll keep going here.
Yeah, because you ain't got your headphones plugged in.
Dickhead. Young Nudie Hellshell.
Dickhead, put your headphones in.
There we go. Straight out of Atlanta. I know rap's getting saturated a lot lately. It's like everyone kind of sounding the same
and
stuff.
What do you mean by that? Oh, everyone sounding the
same. A little bit. It's a lot of that. By a little bit, I mean a lot.
So you're saying you don't feel the song that you just played?
No, but I'm saying, but he kind of carved a little bit. I kind of like what he's doing. Or across a couple projects he's done. Like I said, I was listening to Slimeball.
I'm not even going to lie. I never heard of him.
But Young Nudie. Yeah, I'm not going to say he's on, but.
Where's he from?
Atlanta.
Shout
out Young Nudie. I'm on going on the fly here. I'm trying to figure out what to play next. I had Nala. She just emailed me before the show.
New track?
Yeah, new track.
But yo, we got a special guest in the building. Brevno, what's good?
Yo, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me by here.
Boom. That's the guy.
Cal said that's the guy. What are you saying? You good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, happy to be here and all that.
What you been up to today?
Today? The most, bro.
tell us about you. Are you still doing the video?
We're shooting a video the 13th to the 15th for the first single off my next shit called Faces. The track's called For the V, and it's just like, you know.
Are we playing that? You got the For the V track? Oh, no.
I don't even think y'all have it, but I'll make sure you got it first. Okay, I sent you some old shit.
Oh, okay.
But still good.
Yeah, it's all
didn't
good.
Didn't mean a D like that, but you know.
Yeah.
He said, "Let me talk to my publicist." I was like, "Oh, okay." This guy,
I wasn't even like trying to hit you with the roadblock. That was just facts. She would kill me.
No, it's all
fucking
love.
Kill me.
Facts. I met her yesterday. She's a big woman, you know. She's a big business woman. Oh, okay. She seemed like she knows what she's talking about.
Anyway, yeah. No, I'm not trying to put you on blast.
But yo, that saturated shit you're talking about, that's like true though, right?
Talk about it.
I feel like guys from Atlanta get a pass though. Because that's where it's from.
Magic City. Sound, Magic City.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you say that, but like London artists, yeah? Mm-hmm. You're not going to say that to two different grime artists. Oh, it sounds the same. Like how it sounds, isn't it? Like, that's grime. That's the sound, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, too, in hip-hop, is there's a difference between hearing and listening. So a lot of people hear music, you know, and they say, oh, that just sounds like Uzi, or that's just,
it's really
more about the content too,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as a musician, because not everyone out here is making music or has that perspective, right? So, I mean, I'm not trying to crash down on everyone, but just as the outside knowledge is that, for sure, oh yeah, thanks for turning that, I was a little below, is that, like everything, even when it comes down to the beat structure, how they lay it out, intro, outro, all that, mixtape, what do you call it, playlist selection? Or order, whatever, right? I don't get that too in-depth about it, but, like I said, hearing and listening. So I've been listening to him for a minute, like I said, so gave him a little bit of a pass. But, yeah, no, I mean, sorry to take over there. Just kind of had to express that because I noticed a subject that has been really big in hip-hop lately, you know?
It's the ad-lib thing, bro.
Yeah, spacing it out. There's like age groups difference, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah, yo, we will get into some more of that later. Let's
some more of that.
Yeah.
Let's break it down.
Let's leave the juicy stuff for later, man. They're waiting for us to talk about stuff like that. Let's get into some more music.
I'm gonna throw down Mentor then. This just came out. Nala, baby Nala. If you haven't heard of her yet, check that on SoundCloud. She go by Rude Nala.
Nah.
But it's Nana.
Nala. It's Nala.
Yeah.
I need to speak to her. She needs to change her name. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get why these artists that aren't on don't have their real name as their social media name. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because people are gonna
mix it up. People don't know who you are. Like, why?
Yeah,
you
gotta drop the nicknames after you guys.
Yeah, no one knows your steez right now. Like,
okay,
people are gonna be looking for you. But yo, let's get into that.
That's good. We got a mentor.
Yo, it's your girl Nala, and you're listening to Crescendo One Radio. Still nobody knows.
Seven bitches wanna hop in the foreign. Staying put, but I'm always exploring. Hair short, like I'm Dora Explorer. Dog fits the world, I'm getting exposure. Keep coming back, gotta have some closure. SS supposed to be. Niggas ain't knowing me. Niggas try telling me. These niggas slow with me. None of they flooring me. Ain't no ignoring me. Nah, ain't no ignoring me. Day sharp, but my sleep's long. Dreaming big, I'ma lift off. Waste my time, then I'm ticked off. What you saying? What I can't do?
What I can't do? What I can't do?
That crescendo.
Yeah, at least I was good to you. 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 I can't make no fucking promises. Lifestyle getting out of control. Lifestyle getting ludicrous. I made a million less than a year and I blew that on stupid shit. Typed it in like how to make a milli. I used to Google it. Savannah just wanted to see me perform and got hit over stupid shit. I woke up and saw this shit right on my phone, they don't know who the shooter is. You never know, never feel untouchable. I touch your soul, made you feel so comfortable. If I let you go, I would feel so skeptical. Unacceptable, but I still gotta let you know. Yeah. That I can't make no fucking promises. I can't make no fucking promises. I can't make no fucking promises. Yeah. Lifestyle on the road, sheesh. Used to always want a rollie, now I want a new two-tone gold petite. Yeah, we couldn't go to Philippe's. I had to be on that corner until it was morning so me and my niggas could eat. I be the one with the sauce, I never thought it was sweet. I got my foot in the door, they never gave me the key. I had to turn to a key, even when I was a boy. I was the man in the streets, I was the man with the heat. I was a beast, sheesh, he had her heart, but she tried to give it to me. Damn. But she can't keep no fucking promises. Shit, I'm coming with a lot of money. Money comes with a lot of shit. Told Mo, bring the studio to everywhere we go, and that's a lot of hits. Slow Mo with my videos when the lights out, all my diamonds hit. Something about blue faces, I like money conversations. Whole lot of 20s, that's basic. Nigga, fuck it, I'm shameless. Can't fuck with a snitch, nigga. If you get caught, don't say shit. Have you ever met another nigga like I bet you won't say shit. I went from rag to riches, I bagged the bitches that gave me the straight face. I hit the baddest bitches, it's sad. But I had the curve the same day. I treated them bad, I wouldn't be mad if I was to get treated the same way. So treat me the same way, same way. I was a savage to you, I had to give up and put all my hoes to the side. I swear if I ever left you in the cold, it's cause it was colder inside. Look, and I swear if you ever try to leave me alone, I hope you don't turn to a thot. Most of the niggas that call me only hit my phone because I get money a lot. I be the one with the phone, you say you gon' take it, but nigga, we know that's a lie. Even before we was on, the money was long, yeah, we used to fuck up the spot. Bitches was singing my song, I knew I was on. Right when I bust down the watch, niggas was hating before, and they hate on me now, but don't know what to say to me now. I was gonna do it to her, but I don't really wanna use her. Keep giving excuses, when we really gonna link up? Even if I sound stupid, I'ma say what's real to her. Even if you're not truthful, fuck it, I'ma still be good to you. Yeah, at least I was good to you. At least I was good to you. Yeah, at least I was good to you.
Gravity, that crescendo.
I got you there on my two, I got you there on my two. Gotta stay right on my two, gotta stay right on my two. And watch your back, bud. Keep you by my side. I got you there on my two, I got you there on my two. Gotta stay right on my two, gotta stay right on my two. And watch your back, bud. Keep you by my side. Girl, I'm not holy. I see what I want and I'm focused. I try to stay holy. But it's so hard when you're wearing a sundress. Girl, come ride this pony. I'm genuine. I mean, I'm genuine. But a gentleman. Did I have been? I let you situate. Didn't settle in. Girl,
I got the sauce. I'm chefing, I'm whipping, I cook up the classical. Girl, I'm sick, so close all the windows and keep on the antidote. I only side with the real. Hey. I'm not dissing, but I need to keep my distance, cause I caught a few. I don't mean feelings, switch up on me that I'm feeling. I'm very selective, maybe overprotective. Only you, you get my perspective. And I keep it close, so my enemies are never effective. I got you there on my two. Gotta stay right on my two. Watch for bad minds. Keep you by my side. On my side, baby, they better respect us. Off the radar, girl, I know they can't detect us. We've been running for so long, they cannot catch us. Only thing that's hanging around is my necklace. On my two, you're on my right, you're on my clock, yeah. Don't draw attention, keep it cool, don't make it high, yeah. Zip our lips, yeah, I'm cautious who I'm with, yeah. Like the Knicks, yeah, we tryna win some chips, yeah. And keep you by my side. Kinda like Will, that's Jada. I've always needed a Jada. With a little bit of paper, with a little bit of flavor. And not afraid to be dangerous. I skirt, skirt on that pavement. And run them down for that payment. Before they go put it in savings. I'm not here for no runarounds. My energy, I gotta save it. That's why I keep you close. So they won't get one up on me. I got you there on my two. I got you there on my two. Gotta stay right on my two. Gotta stay right on my two. And watch for that ride. My side. I got you there on my two. I got you there on my two. Gotta stay right on my two. Gotta stay right on my two. Watch for that mind. Keep you by my side.
That crescendo.
Today, live recordings of big bands are rare, making this release so much more special. Introducing Live at the Ironwood, a unique album that captures the infectious energy of the primetime big band's live performances in contemporary and classic big band tradition. All Canadian compositions, never before recorded arrangements tracked over 3 days in November of 2016, the latest album from Canada's longest standing big band, Primetime Big Band, live at the Ironwood on sale October 6th.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
That gravity, gravity, that crescendo.
101.9 FM, CITR.ca, this is C1 Radio. My name's Johnny Black, I'm here with Cal Capone. Cal Capone, what's good?
It's good, man. Living.
And like I said, we're here with a special guest. We got Brevna in the building. Brevna, what's good?
What up?
OG Brevna, y'all better know.
Man said OG, so let people know. Like, yeah, let's talk about it.
I would give an introduction, but honestly, this is a learning show for me too.
Facts.
Because I'm a young soul still, so.
Facts. So let us know. We were talking about it a bit in the car. Like, how did you start? When did you start making music? All of that from the beginning.
Yeah, all the way back.
All the way from the beginning. We got an hour and 5 minutes left, bro.
God damn. Okay. Shit. I think I started making music kind of like, I started writing raps when I was like 12 or some shit. I really got into it. In my high school, we had this shit called music composition, which was essentially like, we're lucky we had like 20 old... now old IMAX, and they had like Cubase on them, so we learned how to like make beats and like record and all that shit in school, which is cool because that's like one of the only reasons really why I went, like to be honest with you know what I mean. So like I kind of learned how to songwrite and do all that there.
Cubase
yeah man, Cubase.
I've been hearing about that. Yeah, I'm having troubles on Ableton right now. I might be using Cubase.
Is that like the old software?
It's just another digital audio workstation.
But yeah, I did that.
So you was making music yourself on that?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn,
just kind of learning and like rapping over like mixtape beats and shit too, like stealing like
like just downloading off YouTube and stuff.
Yeah,
recording with the USB mic and that.
Yeah, no, we didn't even have USB mics back then. It was like a whole like Tascam.
I don't think USB was a thing.
It was barely a thing. Oh wow, it was barely a thing back then. Bro, I had a pager.
Oh man,
damn,
that's a while ago.
I had a pager.
I bet you feel old talking about that.
Nah, I feel seasoned.
That's a good answer. I like that. That's what people say, like, how young are you, you know? Rather than being like, how old are you?
How inexperienced are you?
Damn.
So,
but, yeah.
After that, let's fast forward a bit.
So I did that. And then,
first show. What's the first show?
My first show. Fuck. My first show was a open mic night at the Shark Club in Burnaby.
In Burnaby.
Yeah, and I
thought
like,
they were supposed
like 16
to open one here
or something like that.
Is that still a thing, the Shark Club?
I don't even know. It's like a Calgary. It's like a sports bar or some shit, bro. Yeah, so it's like where people go to like watch a game and all that.
They got one near the stadium.
Yeah,
I
they
think
do.
So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
it was
for real.
Weird. It was weird. Yeah.
Whoa.
And then my second show was at the Lamplighter.
Damn. Okay.
Before the Donnelly Group bought it.
Oh, okay.
So it used to be like an old salty kind of like fisherman bar kind of place.
Same name? Was it the
Lamplighter? It was still the Lamplighter, but it was like all like plus, like 50 plus old white dudes, you know what I mean? And then there was like us there, like 8 rappers and 20 people total. So it was really just the rappers and like their entourage and all that.
Just performing for your boys.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it just kind of went from there. There was a Monday Night Live was like a really big staple in the city for a long time, which was like once a month, there'd be like a headliner from the States that would come through and local acts would open.
Big acts from the States.
Yeah, big acts. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Enough to like fill like a 300, 400 person room. So like fairly big acts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there'd be like strictly local openers or whatever. But every Monday, other than that, they had like a show there where it'd be like a local headliner. But the dope thing about that is like dudes from every corner of the city, different crews or whatever, would come and like check your set and kind of like look out for one another. And
would the local headliners have enough of a buzz to bring?
Yeah, because I mean, you kind of like all these guys, you got to keep in mind too, these guys are like kind of fresh out of high school or like in college and shit. So like everyone, you know, it seemed like every school had like one or two guys that were doing it at that time, so like you could get out whatever 40, 50 of your friends type of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Facts.
And then you have like another like probably 20 artists that would turn up and they each come with like a friend or two.
So it was a big lineup.
Yeah, it was a thing.
It was a
huge lineup. Yeah,
like,
it was a thing.
20 artists on one bill?
Not that much. But I mean like people would like come. Like for example, like that's something I would never miss. Yeah. Like I played on it every maybe like 6 weeks or something like that.
Yeah,
but I was there every Monday.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, that shit, like, that,
community.
Yeah, it was important, man. Like, a lot of us came up through that. Like, Snack came up through that. Sunreal came up through that. I came up through that. Winnipeg's Most came up through that. Macklemore came up through that.
Wow.
For real. Like, like a lot of guys came
for
up
real,
through that shit.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah, man.
Wow,
so,
man.
Macklemore.
Macklemore. So, yeah, man, it was, like,
Lamore
a thing.
Mac.
It was a thing.
It's kind of like what we're doing right now with the breakout. That's what I was saying to Brev. Like, somewhere in between your generation and our generation, there was a disconnect. Like, the people in between us, like, I don't know, like.
In between, like, I was, like, the youngest of that because, like, Snack's got, like, 4 or 5 years on me and Son's got a couple years on me.
Yeah.
But, like, younger than that, like, hip-hop kind of wasn't, like, mainstream cool for a minute.
Mm.
I think, personally, it's had, like, a resurgence lately. Like, it's now, like, pop culture is just hip-hop culture.
White people fuck with hip-hop now. Yeah, That's what it is.
Whereas, like, when I was coming up, white people definitely did because of, like, Eminem and shit. But
there was a fall-off. Like, there was a fall-off. Whoa.
I
bet.
Like, 50 Cent Massacre era.
Yeah.
Up until, like, I'd say, like, 3 years ago. There was, like, a lull. Until, like, Drake was really killing it, and then Kendrick popped off, and then, like, it seemed like there's, like, juggernauts in the coasts again because there was a minute where there wasn't really, you know. But
gee, okay, yeah, hold on. Anyways. 50 Cent. I'm about to play some 50 Cent right now. Come on, I had to do one throwback here.
All right, we about to get back into this talking to Brevna, but right now, I think Cal Capone's loaded up 50 Cent. If I can't,
yeah,
so let's
you know
hear
it's good.
That. You know, I'm gonna have to play a content warning before this, but let's get it.
Content warning, this radio show has naughty words. me, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby. Baby.
I pop, pressure the pussy, the stunt, and I pop. Stand yeah. above, squeezing my pistol, I'm sure that I got. I feed a pipe of big peppers and run back rounds. I'm 50 cent, I write a little bit, but I pop nines. Yeah. Tell niggas get their money right, cause I got mine. And I'm around quick playing, nigga, you can't shine. Woo. You gon' be that next chump, then end up in the trunk after being hit by the pump. Is that what you want? Be easy, nigga. I lay your ass out. Believe me, nigga. That's what I'm about. Gangsta. You can find a nigga sitting on chrome. Hit the clutch, hit the gear, hit the gas, and I'm gone.
Yeah. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I'm down for the action. He's smart with his mouth to smack. You hold your strap, you might come back. So clap. Yeah. React like a gangster, die like a gangster. Fact. You be hitting homicide to be asking what happened.
Oh no, look who prepping with the foe. 20 inch rim sitting on low, bro. East side, west side, you can know. Yo, I'm
low, go. Even my mama saying something really wrong with my brain. Niggas don't rob me, they know I'm down and die for my chain. G unit, we get it popping in the hood. G unit, motherfucker, what's good? I'm waiting on niggas to act like they don't know how to act. I had to sip it to my jack, I blow them off the map with the Mac. Thinking it's all rap, till that ass get clapped, and Doc says it's a rap.
It's a rap, nigga. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I ain't really how to teach lessons to slow learners. Go ahead, act up, get smacked in the head with the burner. I don't fight fair. I'm dirty, dirty. I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens, nigga, you heard me. Yeah. When the street lights come on, niggas blasting out. Get locked up, they read books, they pass the time. Ups and downs, so I stay on the grind. Niggas on my dick more than my bitch, I stay on their mind. There ain't nothing they can do to stop my shine. This is God's plan, homie. This ain't my. I play music lots. Grandpa called me a nuisance. Grandma always gotta throw her 2 cents. I'm the dropout, made more money than his teachers. Ruthless like the coop, but I come with more features. I am what I am. You can like it or love it. It feels good to put 50 grand and think that I love it. Fuck
if I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby. Do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby.
Raised by the old ones, and when they see me, they be like, what you know, huh?
Don't forget all your family and where you came from. Money change, your spirit shouldn't change none. Yeah, I know it, I'm dope. All my homies, they dope. Malcolm and Kami, I'm humble as Gandhi, though. Straight out my mama, came out of a straight out of Compton flow. I'm an animal on it with Anderson, I love you, Bo. We on that ooh-wee. Go on, shoot your shot, show them you can box. We won't ever stop, that's the Puffy in me. One love to the block, headed to the top. Got them things slapping in the car like ooh-wee. Who that come around the way, come around the way. Damn, you find his tail, come around this way. Ooh-wee. Roll the window down, yeah, I like a brown. Really light a brown, where we going now? Ooh-wee. Up the way where the boys at. Don't wear your good clothes, cause the homies that smoke that, that. Tell them, put the money in my hand already. Ooh-wee. Banging on the cans, break it down, break it down. Everybody, what they saying now? Ooh-wee. I play you out of your bronze. They have you running up the blinds, taking they pom-poms, cheering for me and my team while we eating on wonton. Squeaking like Miyagi, I shine like the sun. So who your sponsor? I told them I'm a monster like Luke Cage. Take a shot and watch me walk away with just juice stains. Used to tell me you just wasting your time with them, and still I come around just to show them this confidence. Like, I bet you feel so high, got your head in the clouds, but you still come around. Like, I seen what you started, I know what you promised. You're on and you're popping. Like, soon as you put your feet to the ground, I lace you with a packet of love. Some of that was the same back then that as you are now.
Gravity, so that crescendo.
That's it right now.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
I came from the bottom just like a bungee, yeah. And I swear I'm gonna bounce like a bungee, yeah. Booty nigga, copy swag, they fucking monkeys, yeah. And I swear I am a motherfucker great. When I walk in the room, I'm standing out fresh. No, I don't want no dumb bitch, get your education. And we done can't wait too far, ain't no one flat waving.
Understand it.
Yeah.
Can't, I like to jump my top and make it vanish.
All I ever wanted was some money. Cause I came from the bottom just like a bungee, yeah. And I swear I'm gonna bounce it like a bungee, yeah. Booty nigga, copy swag, they fucking monkeys, yeah. And I swear I am a motherfucker great. When I walk in the room, I'm standing ovation. No, I don't want no dumb bitch, get your education. And we done can't wait too far, ain't no way that way. Check the location, baby. All this water on me, feel like I'm in the Navy, baby. All these guns on me, it feel like I'm in the Navy, baby. You ain't got a pass in my hood, I got your way. And you can save it, baby. Ooh, she saw me, yeah, she said I tell like now or later. When you wanna meet her, now or later. I'm your hero, a cousin, just like a Power Ranger. I just want to have she lost, I'm seen it from Mary Ann. Cruising with the tie down, riding down Rodeo. We go go just like elevator. Ooh, we will cool like glacier, bullying in Barbados. Tell me why they hate us. Want some money?
Cause I came from the bottom just like a dungeon, yeah. And I swear I'm gonna bounce it like a bungee, yeah. Booty nigga, copy swag, they fucking monkeys, yeah. And I swear I am a motherfucker great. When I walk in the room, I'm standing ovation. No, I don't want no dumb bitch, get your education. And we done can't wait too far, ain't no way flat way.
Gravity, that crescendo.
101.9 FM, my name is Johnny Black. This is C1 Radio. Not them other wax stations that you've been listening to, bro.
If you're on the radio, you're not listening to C1 Radio. I don't know what you're doing. You're living under a rock or...
Fucking smoking, that's what you're doing, man. You're doing something else.
I know, man. Our frequency waves don't go too far. They go out the Coquitlam a little bit. I think we get a little buzz, a little static out there. But shout out all the listeners, Surrey, Coquillum, all your ends, North Van, all that.
All the ends.
I swear. All the beginnings. All the begin. What do you want to say? Yeah, come on.
I don't know, bro.
This guy trying to make me say howdy on the radio.
You just did say that.
Yeah, man. But yo, we're still here with Brevna. Brevna, what's good?
Fucking everything, yo.
We were talking about how you started, so now let's fast forward a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you've got a bit of buzz in the city.
I hope so, man. Otherwise, I'm doing something wrong. Fucking been at this for long enough.
Come on. Yeah, let's keep it up. Come on. It's good. You definitely got some. When I was first coming in the scene here. I'm not gonna say when I was first coming in the scene. I don't know what when I turned 19. Basically, I couldn't really be in the scene before that. At least as far as in my neighborhood.
Yeah, you had a fake ID.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, when I first heard of you was you were getting quite a bit. You had a buzz. You dropped a tape or some. I remember Complex. You had a couple. You had a show. It was a. Speaking a lot of. I don't know the details.
So that was last spring.
Last spring. Okay.
That was like a year. That wasn't even that long ago.
Yeah, how old are you? How old are you?
No. But I'm just saying, when I was 19, that's when I started hearing about it, and then I got the first.
I mean, when I first moved here and I first started what I was there, your name would come up, so I already knew about you. Like, so I mean, you must have had a bit of buzz for me to hear about. You know what I'm saying?
I just like, oh man,
we
I compare
it like this. Don't worry, you got your hair buzz. But yeah, what you saying?
I've been that. Dude, that well, it all goes silent.
Yeah, just made it go silent. Just as you start talking. But yeah, what was you saying?
I just I try to be like inclusive in what I'm doing, you know what I mean? I think that's like important to me because Vancouver, we're kinda like far away from everything.
Yeah.
We're in this weird little bubble. Even like New York, we're 3 hours off. Toronto, we're 3 hours off. Motherfuckers sleeping in, the day's over already. So there's this weird energy here anyways.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I just try to include my city and the people that are in it doing cool shit in what I'm doing. That's always been like my MO, you know. So I guess I get respect for that.
I got a question for you. I just see here. My boy T'Challa, he's close with Seth K. I'm wondering, is he your age? Was he coming up when you were doing it?
Yeah, we're in the same age group.
So what's the relate? You guys have any tracks beforehand or what?
We actually don't even have a record yet. Nah, Seth is ill as fuck, man. Seth's like
one. You guys have never recorded together.
I don't think we've ever done.
See, that's
actually
wild.
No, we did. We do have one. We did a collab track for like a Dave Fields project. I don't know if that has come out or did come out or whatever. But yeah, Seth's ill as fuck, man. He's one of my favorite out here, like, for real, so.
You guys are the same age, like, group.
Yeah, I think.
Came up at the same time?
I think I'm a year older, he's a year older, something like that. But, yeah.
And what, you guys came up at the same time, or was, like?
Yeah, I think so. I think Seth came up with a group called, was it District 36? With the homie Colin. And that was, like, his first kind of thing. And now he's stepping out doing his.
Back when you guys were coming up, were people like working together often or?
Yeah, for sure.
They were?
Definitely. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I always felt like that it was the opposite. I always felt like you guys never was working with each other and blah, blah, blah. And people would stay to themselves.
Once it wasn't always like that. Like people used to like work together a lot.
And then it stopped.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. In between,
Vancouver was doing like a lot of dope. Like they were doing just a ton of shit, you know what I mean? But like once dudes started to like get a little bit of money and dudes started to get a little bit of success and other dudes started to fall off, then things, there's just the rift, and it's like it was like established, like this is who I fuck with, this is who I fuck, like, you know what I mean? And but I guess that just happens. That's just
natural
progression, I think, unfortunately. But there's always a reset, you know, and I think that's what's happening now, which is dope.
Yeah, no, for real,
reset. And I could never really fully understand the generation skip from my. I'm not. I mean, you're only 35. I don't want to make you sound like
I'm 29. B.
Sorry.
Woo. That's all right.
Where did I hear 35 from then?
No, I'm 29.
This guy thought you were 35. Yo, this
guy, you look more shook about that than me.
No, I'm looking at Johnny. I'm like, this black man can't blush. You know, I'm out here turning red and shit. I'm whatever.
Yo, this guy put you a 35, bro.
I'm about to cut the music on y'all.
Yo, facts,
I'm an old 29.
This guy thought you were 35. Like, what made you think he was 35? You thought he just out here, like, just 35, like, just out here, bro. 35, like.
I'm gonna switch this up. I got a new track here and shit, you know what I'm saying? Nah,
by 35, the levels have gone up, bro. Like, they have to, man.
Man, just cut the beat on y'all.
That's crazy. 35. What was you gonna say, though? What was you gonna say?
I'm done. I got the next track ready.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to be done after that. We'll get back into that conversation after this. But Kyle, what's the next song you're playing?
For the dough.
Let's get it.
Behind me, it may be because they can't find me. Find me. I know she wants the dough. She do less but get the most. I know she's trying to get some more. More, 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 more. She's counting her fingers soft. I'll never trick on a hoe. I'm counting my fingers soft. I'm counting my fingers soft. Hundreds and fifties. She wants the dough. Hundreds and fifties, fizzing the runs. Yeah, she wants the dough. Hundreds and fifties, fizzing the runs. Yeah, she wants the dough. But she ain't gon' get nothing, no, 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 no. Yeah, yeah, she just want the dough. If she don't get it, she gon' go. Little baby, I'm about the dough. Got it on my own. Shawty bout the dough. Shawty bout the dough. Though if she don't get it, she gon' go. She always want the dough. It's all for the dough, 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 yeah. I just flew to LA with my niggas, baby. Short fly, but I pop the perk for it. Moet with the Hennessy, we mix it, baby. Shorty want the dough, but she don't work for it. How about you just twerk for it? How about we just slide, slide? I don't waste no time, I don't spin on these bitches, but you different, girl. Wait. Fuck, I'm talking, I be tripping, girl. Go and play the next nigga. Act like she don't got a man. Shorty need that Coachella. Ooh, that's a lot of bands. Bands. The most you get'll be a fuck from me. But then you gotta get the fuck from me. Baby, I'm so sorry, sorry, so sorry. She just want the dough, yeah. If she don't get it, she gon' go. Little baby, I'm about the dough. Got it on my own. Shorty bout the dough. Shorty bout the dough. Though if she don't get it, she gon' go. She always want the dough. It's all for the dough, dough, dough.
Racks, 20 racks, 30 racks, I got them bands. Hearts with the eyes on my shirt and them D&G pants. Ice on my neck and no, I didn't get no advance. Bitch, you know I'm tryna fuck and I don't wanna dance. Now I can't go to the mall cause they know who I am. I don't wanna talk to that bitch cause she know who I am. I know she really don't love me, she love who I am. When I go back to the racks, they know where I am. I just got ashes all over my bum, cause I don't give a damn. Come to your party and take all your bitches and ruin your plans. I'm on the stage getting paid and your bitch in the stands. I get free J's every week and I don't wear no Vans. I'm getting plays and you're not, let's do the math. You think she a good girl and she getting fucked, don't know the half. Abel just gave me an Addy and I took a half. Couldn't find double cups, poured up a deuce in a glass. Get out of line in my shoes to put you on your ass. Just like I'm money, she don't give a fuck if I don't got no abs. I know I'm really the best, but I don't like to brag.
I'll get you clap guaranteed if I put up a bag. 15 racks, 20 racks, 30 racks, I got them bands. Hearts with the eyes on my shirt and them DNG pants. Ice on my neck and no, I didn't get no advance. Bitch, you know I'm tryna fuck and I don't wanna dance. Now I can't go to the mall cause they know who I am. I don't wanna talk to that bitch cause she know who I am. I know she really don't love me, she love who I am. When I go back to the wreck, say they know where I am. I had to go and get right cause I'm done doing wrong. His bitches call me, she said I've been gone for too long. See me in public, you don't know what drugs that I'm on. I could be standing right here but I'm already gone. They didn't want to pay me for beats, now they can't tell me shit. I saw two beasts on my jeweler and flood on my wrist. Bucks used to pour it up before and I'm taking a sip. I may see purple codeine when I'm taking a piss. If I send frost and finesse, you won't get it back. I really did it, I'm putting brown boys on the map. Used to go nuts for these girls, now they all on my sack. I just want her for a night, you could take her right back. 15 racks, 20 racks, 30 racks, I got them bands. Hearts with the eyes on my shirt and them DNG pants. Ice on my neck and no, I didn't get no advance. Bitch, you know I'm tryna fuck and I don't wanna dance. Now I can't go to the mall cause they know who I am. I don't wanna talk to that bitch cause she know who I am. I know she really don't love me, she love who I am. When I go back to the wreck, say they know where I am.
Crescendo.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca. Let's see here.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
That gravity. That crescendo.
101.9 FM, my name is Johnny Black, I'm here with Cal Capone. Cal Capone, what it do?
Yo, yo, that last track, y'all already know, I Am. That was Nav. He's in town tonight, performing after the weekend concert. I didn't know he was coming back. He did a world tour.
Coming back?
Well,
the weekend. Yeah. Wasn't he here at the start of summer?
Was he just here? Yeah.
At the start of summer.
Yeah.
Again.
Now he's here with French.
Well, he did.
Yeah, French and Nav. Who did he come with last? Belly and someone else.
Yeah.
Or is that this one?
No idea. That was Belly and.
He definitely come with some. Yeah. Yo, I thought I was tripping.
Ray Shremmerd.
I thought I was tripping, man. Like
in Europe, he had Uzi and. And he had a world tour, so the Europe part, Europe leg, I guess what they call it.
Yeah.
Uzi and I thought one of y'all would help me. I'll finish off with that.
Nah, bro.
I don't know.
That's you, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
Was
you know
it Cardi made... or some shit?
No.
Oh, no. Was it black?
It was Uzi in Europe.
Black.
Boom.
Black and Ray Shremmerd.
Yeah, I saw Ray Shremmerd live at One Oak in New York with like 100 people. Yo, they're so ill, bro. They just go wild, huh?
Like,
I'm such a big fan. I really like seeing them in a small venue because they're like, you can feel like the energy. Like at a stadium show, I don't know how, I haven't seen them live.
Yeah.
Unless it's like their headlining thing and they're controlling the set. I'm not sure how it would translate. Because sometimes, you know, when you see someone open and the volume's pinned a little bit and the house lights are on and you don't have all like the production value of the shit,
it just doesn't translate the same.
You know what I mean? But anyways, seeing them live was ill as fuck.
Stadium status artist. I don't know. I haven't really gone to a big concert like that in a while.
What was the last one you went to?
Kanye West graduation.
Wow.
Long time ago. How old are you? Like negative four?
I was young. I was like 11.
What was you, a baby?
I think 11. He released it 10 years ago. So I was like 11 or 12.
You ain't been to none of these shows at the Rogers that have been happening and stuff, man.
No.
Yo, who bought you that ticket?
I went with my mom's.
Your mom is the illest. Shout out to your mom.
Yo, she's listening right now. I know she's listening right now, man. Shout out, Paula. Shout out, Paula.
Believe it or not, Ludacris opened.
Yo, he's underrated, I think, still. After he cut his hair, it was like, you know, Samson cutting the hair off and shit. He lost his superpowers. But, yo, he's a little cheesy, but he can rap his ass off.
That's what it is,
Hollywood.
That's what I think it is.
Hollywood money. Fast and Furious 9, I saw this yesterday. Oh my God, I retweeted it.
But, yo, did you guys see what's going on with that? There's a lot of, like, drama. The ninth movie comes out in, like, 2020, which is, like, 3 years away, 3.5 years. But the only reason there's a long wait is because The Rock is doing his character, Hobbs?
Yeah.
He's getting a side film.
Just off that.
Just off him. Like, crazy. And the whole thing, like Tyrese is mad at him, all the like people are mad
all
at him.
Salty?
Because
he came in late.
Yeah. But one of their things is they keep the family together so they don't do side movies.
Right.
Like, obviously since Paul Walker died, it's even more like that.
Yeah.
The Rock don't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck.
You know what? He come in and
he's gonna run for president.
Yo, ask Cass what I said today. Today I said that. That's crazy.
He's gonna run for president.
Yeah, he will. Facts. The Rock is running for president one day.
The Democrats need a superstar, man.
Rock is running for president. We're gonna keep saying it until it happens, because like, people are not listening, bro. They think it's just whatever. Nah, this guy's running for president.
I think it's every like second or third president is gonna be a celebrity now forever.
Facts.
Forever.
And social media is just, these guys are just building up their social media platform. So if you look at The Rock's social media platform, this guy got like,
he's a master.
That guy's crazy on social media. Man, that's crazy that
you've been
said
in
that,
Vancouver.
I know you with it. Like, I know this guy's with it. Yeah, this guy, he's always filming. He was at UBC like last week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they had an event over here. I think AMS. Oh no, that was 2 weeks ago. But he was around. Yeah, he's been around. I'm not tracking him. So
it would worry me to have a president that loves Vancouver so much. Like, seriously, let's like keep it quiet. Yeah, like that's just for us.
That's what I mean. People can't wait for Vancouver to be on. But I kind of.
Yeah,
I want this for us. Yeah. Because once everybody clocks on to this, like, everybody's coming out here, man. Everybody's coming out here. I mean, it's kind of already started to happen.
Yeah, the Olympics was big exposure.
Yo, bro, you living in Burnaby now? You're going to be in Chilliwack in 4 years.
Fact.
Like, for real.
Fact. Yeah. Fact. But, yo, back to you. So, now, where are we at? You're about to drop a project, Faces?
Yeah, I just came off tour with Snack. We did 32 days across Canada and a few more in Europe.
Estonia, I saw that.
Estonia, man. Damn. That shit was wild. It was my first time in Europe.
Was your first time in Europe?
Yeah, it was my first time. It was, honestly, I can't speak on it too much because all I really saw was like hotel rooms and airports and shit. But there was definitely like a very different vibe between Germany and Finland and Estonia. Like,
oh yeah, every country definitely has their own vibe.
Yeah,
you know, even though they're so close, they're touching each other. Every country has their own vibe.
Finland was like a weird like hipster version of Langley, and very like it felt very sober to me. You know what I mean, very sterile.
Germany's like
sober.
Kind of the complete opposite.
Yeah, totally.
Like, hella people wearing tracksuits and stuff, but like everyone drinks. Everyone's drinking.
I mean, like even like not so much sober in like an alcohol sense, but just like their personalities and shit. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like it's just a look with the eyes. I can't even like put it into words. But,
like they're there, but they're not there.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I know exactly what you mean.
And Estonia felt like it was cool, but it felt like civil war could break out at any moment. Yeah. Like I mean, like our talent buyer, the hip hop, who's a local hip hop head, the talent buyer that picked us up in a fucking M3. With like a tailored Italian suit, bald head, and a Glock 23 on his hip. And like, hello, Brevner, Snack the Ripper, hello, welcome to Estonia.
Hey, Brevner.
Like, yo, this shit is crazy. Like, where the fuck am I? Like, Hitman. Like, you know that game?
Yeah.
That's the guy that brought us out. Shout outs Renee in Estonia. So, but yeah, drop a new project, Faces. It's coming out early next year, but first single's dropping mid November. Still. In there, in that range.
They got the video for us.
Yeah, we're shooting that in the next week in a bit. So yeah, man, I'm excited. Like people who know me and like what I do with like my art and shit, like dead ass. Like once I feel like I'll be done when I feel like I have nothing left to say or like contribute.
You mean like done rapping?
Creatively, yeah. Like once I feel like I'm.
But you feel like you're ever gonna not have nothing to say, like.
And it's like a balance of like having something to say, but also like being in touch
with
what's going on.
So you're not really,
you know, because I'm not like the dude. Like honestly, touring is my least favorite part of the whole shit. So like I'm not the dude that like I'm not like a crazy narcissist in the sense that like I need everybody to pay attention and look at me all the time, which seems to be like a personality trait amongst most like artists, like musicians especially.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just like I'm a studio rat. So. Once I feel like I fall off and I make something that's like whack, then I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm on other things, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm there yet.
You're not there yet.
Well said.
Thanks. Well said. I mean, you know, it takes its seasons and shit. You know what I mean? Like, this is going to be my sixth project. Millions of streams and tens of thousands of record sales later. Like, actually, like out of my fucking basement. You know what I mean? I'm not done yet, but I'm definitely like looking back. There's been things that I'm proud of, you know, like whatever, like Much Music noms and shit like that, Juno nominations and shit. Like I've been doing my thing, you know. So yeah, I just feel good to be able to contribute.
So what's the next step for you? What do you think you're doing now that's gonna take you to the next level? Like what's next, bro? Like you know what I'm saying? You said this is your sixth project, So what's different about this one?
I think if sonically, I don't know. I think I'm just like rolling off momentum from the last project, which did pretty well for me. The music's strong, the rollout's strong, and I think it's not necessarily about doing things super differently this time. I think I've figured
out the
formula.
Building on what you've done before.
Yeah, it's like building on what I've done and like keeping it moving. Keeping it up. You know, like once you get the ball rolling, you got to keep pushing it. You know what I mean? So I think it's at that point now. I feel like I'm at that point in my career. So
yeah,
I'm excited about it. It's like less stress. It's more of like less of the unknown. Like I know what I got to do, you know?
Yeah. One thing that I would say to you, we had like a little like a marketing meeting for his project. We had this yesterday and there was a few people in there and Snack the Ripper was in there. And one thing he said to you was, you got to keep dropping.
Yeah,
that's one thing I'd say, man. I feel like no artist does that enough out here. Like,
yeah, facts.
No one is dropping enough. Like,
well, speaking on
like
that,
like you're saying, you building momentum. You gotta hit them with as much content as you can, man. Like,
yeah, totally.
I kind of want to touch something real quick before we jump into the next track. I was just at Nico's before, NDT Sound. We played a couple of his productions and tracks on here. He's well known amongst the. Engineers and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, he's like an OG now.
For sure,
right.
For sure.
That's crazy.
Definitely. talented. But what he was saying and discussing on hopefully getting a new studio space soon. So I know right now I'm looking for one and a couple of us trying to kind of merge into something. But the bigger idea he had behind it is just having a powerhouse where we can get tracks done in 24 hours. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. In terms of like, I feel like a lot, not enough people out here are really finishing songs. Yeah, you know, like,
I mean,
there's a lot of people working.
We done that. Presser came to the studio. Within Roots produced the track.
Yeah.
And it got mixed that night, and then the next day it was on OVO Radio. Like.
Yeah, and it's done, you know? So, like,
I think that's my favorite Presser track, too.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. Yeah. Well, I said that to him. That's one of my favorite ones.
Let's run it then.
Let's run it. And then we're going to get into some new Brevno or some old Brevno. We're going to
get some off the last project.
He sent me, it's off the,
All
right. Neat Way.
All right, Neat Way, Presser, let's get it.
That gravity, that crescendo.
They gon' peep in, try to do it the same way. Champagne in the club, what a rich taste. Glock up on my waist, fuck a 12 gauge. Shoot out with the police, fuck a court case. Do it the neat way, do it the neat way. Shoot a nigga bride, they do it the neat way. Glock up on my waist, fuck a 12 gauge. I'm that young nigga, I'm that new wave. I'm that new wave, I'm drinking Deuce. And I can't be up on these wires talking loosely. I made some new bands and bought a new chain. We just fuck up, crash a foreign in the back lane. I'm way too thorough, baby, this money try to change. I'm in the club, on the wave, moving way too wavy. My bitch could never play me, the dope came from my babies. I shoot a nigga on the block like I'm Uncle Jamie. I'm really in the field. Sports feel 14 on the block, went by the blue spill. Running down and pop a nigga like a pill. And we ain't rapping, but no, oh shit, this a fresh drill. They gon' peep game, try to do it the same way. Champagne in the club, what a rich taste. Glock up on my waist, fuck a 12 gauge. Shoot out with the police, fuck a court case. Do it the neat way, do it the neat way. Shoot a nigga bride, they do it the neat way. Fuck a 12 gauge. I'm that young nigga. I'm that new wave. I'm with that forever. I'm an expensive leather. I keep one in my head like the first letter. Tell me who could do it better. I run him down and my Nikes hit his new era. I'm the new era. My BFR has say new era. New way, new chain, BBS ring. And that fit kick like Liu Kang. They gon' peep game, try to do it the same way. Champagne in the club, what a rich taste. Lock up on my waist, fuck a 12 gauge. Shoot out with the police, fuck a court case. Do it the neat way, do it the neat way. Shoot a nigga bride, they do it the neat way. Lock up on my waist, fuck a 12 gauge. I'm that young nigga, I'm that new.
She done found out about my last hole.
My last hole.
Yeah, yeah.
time in the bathroom, doing what I had to. She seen them text, nobody home, yeah. Telling me to come through, telling me I want you. This why you got that new cologne, yeah. You catching on to me, you catching on to me. Jump off, go check, go take her home, yeah. I bet I'm fucking, I bet I'm fucking. Now I can't buy that iPhone X. My bitch gon' scan my face at night, turn to my ex. Should've mind your business, could be flying on these jets. Should've let me have her, let me lie about my ex. New mistress, she got a finer silhouette. Sitting course, I like a game against the Nets. Sitting course, I like a game, you wish you were. Sitting course, I like a game, you wish you were. Yeah. Now I'm on the road, dog. Got like 1, 2, 3, 50, 100 hoes, dog. Sipping on that, yeah, you got me slowed, dog. You just sit back at home and home and watch me glow, yeah. Like shit, I never should've went out through his phone, yeah. Yeah. Think about it, dream about it, think about it, think about it. Used to doubt me, should've stuck up with the doubting. Now my new bitch covered in a chocolate fountain. She fucked around and got my passcode. Yeah. She done found out about my last hole.
My last hole.
Yeah. I'm cooking in designer lab coats.
Them lab coats.
She's in the stash, though.
In the stash, though.
Yeah. She fucked around and got my passcode.
Passcode.
She done found out about my last hole.
My last hole.
I'm cooking in designer lab coats.
Them lab coats.
I got some bitches in the stash, though.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca. CITR Radio, Discorder Magazine, and the UBC First Nations and Indigenous Studies Program present the first event in a speaker series partnership between FNIS and CITR, funded by UBC's Equity Enhancement Fund. Suga Hawawin, Lands Overflow into the Space Shoal Otherwise, with Karen Recollet. The talk will discuss the celestial movement practices in Spine of the Mother, a performance collaboration choreographed by Star Moronko. Cherokee Mohawk rapper Dio Gandhi's song Pussy Vortex, and the sonic and digital aqueous work of Nahio Métis artist Elizabeth LaPensée's Honor Water. The talk is happening Thursday, October 12th at 2 p.m. in Buchanan 315.
That gravity,
that crescendo. 101.9 FM. My name is Johnny Black. This is C1 Radio, and I'm here with Cal Capone. Cal Capone,
what's up, Cal Capone? Broadcasting from UBC, West Coast, Vancouver.
Yeah, we got like 15 minutes left. We're still here with Brevna. We haven't played any Brevna
no,
tunes.
No, we got though. It here. All we
oh,
know.
We got that link
yeah,
up next.
He sent me up. Set me up with it.
All we know. That's the
tell
track
us about
you dropped.
This track.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us about it.
So I recorded this song, 2 years ago when I was 33.
No, for a second, hold on, hold on.
I did this shit with my homie Slice.
He was 27.
And it did some good things for us on Spotify. And then Nike picked it up for this like Toronto Raptors ad. And
jeez.
It had some things.
That one. Yeah,
yeah, so it did good for us. And the video is just about, you know, Vancouver and all that shit. So yeah, that's the track.
The video is dope.
Let's run it then. People have been waiting. We've been talking to the man, so let's hear the voice behind the beat then.
Brevna, all we know.
That gravity. That crescendo. Crescendo.
Getting money's all that we know. Being broke won't cut it. Ride around with that blow. Got my chain on, but I tucked it. Keep my eyes out for them poor. Cause they won't stop till we busted. And I won't stop till this music pops. Yeah, I'm stacking studio budget. Got a loyal friend of the low. But I don't know if I trust them. Seems like everywhere that we go, niggas still getting searched through customs. But they still letting me through. I'm clean, baby, no charges. Everything on me brand new. Soho, no Target. Got a couple girls in the dank. European and sweet. I like my girls with my drink. European and neat. Jameson by the bottle. I don't care if it's cheap, cause I don't fuck with no vodka, nigga. I don't care if it's free. Getting money's all that we know. Being broke won't cut it. Riding around with that blow. Got my chain on, but I tucked it. Keep my eyes out for them po. Cause they won't stop till we busted. And I won't stop till this music pops. Yeah, I'm stacking studio budget. Getting money's all that we know. Being broke won't cut it. Riding around with that blow. Got my chain on, but I tucked it. Keep my eyes out for them po. Cause they won't stop till we busted. And I won't stop till this music pops. Yeah, I'm stacking studio budget. One for the money and two for the dough. Pedro and threes in the black A4. 5 in the morning, been up since 6. Chilling with the strippers cause they love my shit. 7 a.m. and I'm finna pass out. Got an 8th in the glove box, pull a hash out. 9 in the bedside, skip it in the sheets. Cause I'm sitting on a 10 pack, niggas might creep. 11 a.m. and my phone won't stop. Gotta drop at 12 for the 10 I've got. Meet you on 2nd and 13th Ave. Remember what we talked about, 14 cash. I don't do trades, nigga, I don't do fronts. Finna pay rent at the end of the month. 15 minutes in an all black truck. Got 16 shots if you wanna press luck. Getting money's all that we know. Being broke won't cut it. Riding around with that blow. Got my chain on but I tucked it. Keep my eyes out for the pole. Cause they won't stop till we bust it. And I won't stop till this music pops. Yeah, I'm stacking studio budget. Getting money's all that we know. Being broke won't cut it. Riding around with that blow. Got my chain on but I tucked it. Keep my eyes out for that pole. They won't stop till we bust it. And I won't stop till this music pops. Yeah, I'm stacking studio budget.
Mama always taught me keep your money in check. Learn the value of a dollar, pay your mortgage, fuck rent. Back in 2014, made 150K, but I blew it all away. I ain't a millionaire yet. Oh, my ambitions as a miser, trying to turn into a Beamer from a Chrysler. I'm a dick on the come up like Pfizer. Test me, I wish a nigga would like Elijah. Getting money's all that we know. Being broke won't cut it. Ride around with that blow. I got my chain on, but I tucked it. Keep my eyes out for them both. Cause they won't stop till we bust it. And I won't stop till this music pops.
Money's all that we know. Being broke won't cut it. Ride around with that blow. Got my chain on, but I tucked it. Keep my eyes out for the pole. Cause they won't stop till we bust it. And I won't stop till this music pops. Yeah, I'm stacking studio budget. Getting money's all that we know. Being broke.
Gravity. That crescendo.
One on 1.9 FM, this is C1 Radio. That was Brevna, All I Know, from the Brevna EP. I fuck with that song.
Thanks, bro.
I fuck with that song. I like the video too, actually. I like the song, but I like the video. That's what I mean. Like, a lot of artists in Vancouver need to be doing more visuals as well. Like,
Yeah. I need to speak on that now that I hear that.
Because okay. I feel like a lot of artists, what happened in Toronto was you had so many people like hiding their face and then all mysterious, like, kind of, you know what I'm saying? And then people try to copy that out here. Like, that doesn't work for everyone, you know? Like, everyone's not Nav. Everyone's not going to blow up.
Motherfuckers don't see the marketing plan. They just are the marketing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers being marketed to, and they don't understand that it's all calculated.
They have
shit. Like,
no idea.
Yeah, I'm just going to fucking tattoo my face and watch anime.
Yeah, yeah. You don't understand. Like, you're a consumer.
What? Yeah, you don't
you're
get
a consumer
it, bro.
Right now. That's crazy, man.
God damn.
Yeah, it's there's always gonna be a lot of people doing it wrong. That's all.
Real talk. Real talk.
That's why out here I'm not playing everyone's music, you know? Oh,
yo,
pause
facts.
On the beat and
facts. I feel like everyone felt like when we started this radio show, you know, we were gonna play everyone's music, but like it's not that type of station. For real.
Sorry. Yeah, no, speaking on real quick, it's just, as well, the city needs more visuals, just people to get behind, because there's not much sense of identity. Facts. Just
yeah,
yet.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah. There's no characters. There's no personalities. Like,
I know these guys well. I know you guys, like, yeah, well, you know. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, there's that connect.
Everyone
with the
else
music
needs to see that now.
But yeah,
like,
if they understand, like, oh, you know, damn CP, he's kind of like, he's the raunchier. Like, he, you know, he's funny like that. Illy kind of, I don't know, like African, like, you know what I mean? Straight.
Dead
straight,
ass, bro. Like, someone's gonna kick the door down, and then whoever's ready will get their minute.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be. I feel like with Vancouver, it's not gonna be just one artist. I feel like a few, like, are gonna break it out first. But I know you're saying, like,
there'll be like Jay, like, even if it, like J Rock.
Okay. Like, yeah. 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 Sure. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everyone
and
that,
then,
like, was ready. It's like boom, 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 boom. Because they're
already. Yeah.
Because
they'll be ready. They're ready. That's what's happening.
But yeah, there's a lot of cats out here. It's just who's gonna do it first.
When you was my age. Was there, you know how you said there's a lot of cats out here, there's a lot of people making dope music, especially in the urban scene. Yeah. Was that the same when you was younger? Was there a lot of people out?
I didn't think so. Huh? There was a lot of people out, but I always felt like, me and my homies were always, we felt like we were the only ones that were, like, really up on what was
really
going
doing
on.
Really doing something worth, you know, checking for.
Other than, like,
well,
Seth, you know, and, like, Spot and S, but, like, we were, like, the oddities. Like, most guys weren't on that shit. Like, historically, I guess, like, West Coast Canadian hip hop does have, like, a sound. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as, like, guys that have taken it outside of here.
What kind of, like, what artists? What kind of
sound?
I'd
say, like, even, like, Swollen Members or, like, Swollen, the Rascals.
Okay,
or, like,
okay.
You know,
okay.
Like that,
but that's definitely,
like,
not the sound now.
No, not at all. Okay. But, like, I'm saying, when I was coming up, that was the sound. And so all the underground cats sounded like that.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Kind of a.
Now it's like everyone's the weirdo because everyone's doing their own thing.
Yeah, which is ill. You know, it's cool.
Yeah. That's what makes it dope. But that's why I feel like within that, we will get a Vancouver sound.
I think so.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be like...
It has to happen.
Yeah, it has to happen. It has to happen.
But also, like, that sound is going to be... Because, like, you know, like, you know, no... It just happens, bro. People sound like what's popping everywhere. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Once someone from Vancouver with their own sound gets international love... That's going to be the sound, because, like, little Jimmy's coming up out here are going to listen to that,
like,
shit,
that.
Want to sound like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the Drake sound is the Toronto sound. But when Drake wasn't popping, what was the Toronto sound? You know, you think about Cardinal. It was that really, like lots of reggae influence.
It was different, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think that's just inevitable, you know? It's like, there's always, like...
I mean, it's about time, man. There's always discussion about it, which is good, you know? Like, I feel like everyone's talking about it. Like, the older people, the younger people. Everyone knows Vancouver's time is about to come.
I think it's an exciting time to be a creative
from
our
Vancouver.
Little city, man.
Fact.
I really do, you know?
For sure. real quick, want to say RIP Alexander.
Yeah,
which,
man.
Is, if you don't know, Alexander Gastown's just shut down. It's a club down on, 91 Powell Street. I had a lot of good shows there, a lot of memories. It grew on me. Wasn't my favorite place in the beginning, but...
Do you know how many people have said that to me?
Really,
like, since we
me.
Started doing events there, they were like, yo, they didn't even fuck with that place before, but now it's kind of like, it was like a place in the scene, you know? Like, we could have done...
Totally,
we were doing
we
a lot of stuff
woods
there. Yeah,
man, we doing
man,
all
we
that.
Doing whatever, man. We did.
I mean, we smoke woods everywhere, kind of. But, like, still, it was just... Like, the bouncers are showing, like, I don't know, yeah. People were happy there, I can tell.
Yeah. We don't have another space like that in the city. No. That's what I feel like. I feel like we've actually lost a space.
Yeah, really. Well, it goes to show the scene's a little bit small here like that, too. You lose a club and all of a sudden, you know. But it means other places are going to start filling up, so let's take advantage of that. And obviously, we're going
to
be moving Black Fridays to some new events, new clubs, so stay tuned with that.
Black Fridays, I've got a Black Fridays announcement coming soon. I've also got a breakout announcement coming soon. We're starting a new club night on Thursdays at LED. You'll probably see that on our social media account soon. Come out to that.
Alright, we got 5 minutes left. I'm gonna play one more track and I think we'll just conclude the night. We'll come back and chat with you real quick to just say goodbye and reintroduce Brevner and all that,
just
and
say goodbye.
Say thanks, you know. I'm gonna play one more track though here. Killy,
yo, thanks
him.
For listening.
Well, what, we're gonna come back for a minute.
Are we coming back?
Okay,
not. Yeah, no, we come back. We're gonna come back after this song. Go on, okay.
Well, yeah, shout out Killy. Shut it down last Friday, last Black Friday's at Alexander. This is his newest track, No Romance. We're showing some love.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
That gravity. That crescendo. Maybelline, drop. Gucci, flop. She know I get cuts. I don't trust a lot. Gangar, cover. Big days in my vault. Lean it, walk. Any Saint Laurent. She a dancer. No romance. High as NASA.
Ahead of you, but let's see the shoes. Red and blues, ducking from red and blues. Come through like a bruise, red and blue. I got bloods, I got crips, get a clue. Hit a stain on a pack of the boo. Me top in a whip, got her legs out the roof. No, it ain't no deuce when we shoot. No, we cannot be cool, who is you? Hey, she gon' let me fuck that, she walk it out. I be stacking bucks till I couldn't count. Tryna get the fuck out my mama house. Then spend some more bucks in my mama house. I heard the ops don't want drama now. They heard we bought some new llamas out. Yo, bitch, heard we rock designer now. Yo, bitch, heard we rock designer now. Hey, she all in the condo now. Hey, yeah, she swallow now. She give me FaceTime like we Skyping. My piece is hitting like Tyson. That bitch a vacuum like Dyson. That means she give me the brain. You know the game never changed. You know I stay on the way. She want that old Chris, now I don't hold hands. She want that young Chris, now I'm a grown man. Niggas on that young shit, they ain't touching no bands. Put it from the back, now she walking like an old man. Ahead of you, but let's see the shoes. Red and blues, ducking from red and blues. Come through like a bruise, red and blue. I got bloods, I got crips, get a clue. Hit a stain on a pack of the boo. Me top in a whip, got her legs out the roof. No, it ain't no deuce when we shoot. No, we cannot be cool, who is you?
Gravity. That crescendo. Alright, that last track, J. Critch featuring Vendetta, Red and Blue, that's new. Check his SoundCloud. Rich Forever. Or no, Hood Rich. Hood Favorite. Hood favorite. There we go. Hood Favorite. He's coming out with his project, Hood Favorite, soon. Y'all probably already know J. Critch. I'm liking that. Straight from Brooklyn. One of my favorite East Coast new cats right now. So keep an eye out. Keep an ear out. Yeah, that's going to conclude our show, though. Brevner, thank you for being here, man. Really appreciate it.
Feels good to be in the new building.
I guess it's been a while.
It's been a minute, yeah.
Formally met you 2 weeks ago, and I feel like it's already just a good thing going here, you know?
Fuck with the vibe, guys. I can't lie. Fuck with the vibe. I kind of like...
The first time you met each other was, like, what, last week?
Like, formally, yeah.
Formally, last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's like, it's cool to see, because I've always had so much love for my city, man, and it's dope to start to see some people that feel the same way, you know what I mean? I know that...
That's all we need, man. We just need a few people that
to actually give a fuck and like believe in it. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but we're coming. Yeah,
let's get you. What's good? We do a little promo before the end of the show here. What you got?
Yeah, plug anything
for anyone who just missed that.
Hit me on Instagram at Brevner. Doing a Western Canadian tour in November, December. We got like 15 days lined up. First one is November 24th in Calgary, and then we're working our way back. New project dropping Valentine's Day next year. First single, November 15th. I'm about to be so fucking busy.
That's what's up.
I'm about to be so
that's
busy,
what's up.
Man. So, yeah.
So busy that people can't hit you up.
Sick in my face on your feet. Man. So, like, just chill. Enjoy your time.
I'm trying to be so busy that no one can hit me up, man. Like, you know, like, I'm trying.
You got someone to pick up the phone for you.
Yo, someone can call me. I'm like, sorry, I'm playing golf right now. I'm in a business meeting right now. Like,
I need a handler.
Yeah. But yo, C1 Radio, thank you for listening. Tune in next week. Kyle, you got anything to say? Nope. Okay, cool.
Boom.
Catch you later.
Gravity. That crescendo.
The following advertisement is brought to you by C1 Radio.
Gravity. That crescendo.
Diamonds in my chain go. Okay. Every 20 minutes change clothes. I had a meal before the label. Just as long as they know money, baby.
It's your boss.
It's what y'all been waiting for, ain't it? What people pay paper for, game it. They can't stain it, they want something new. So let's get reacquainted. Became the hood favorite, I can't even explain it. I surprised myself too. Life of a dawn, lights keep glowing. Coming in the club with that fresh shit on. With something crazy on my arm.